Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Greetings. You're listening to Sounds Like This, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
Yeah, sounds like this on a Sunday. And as mentioned, it's the live recording we did from Grub Records about a month ago now for the Sheffield Live 25th anniversary. You can hear selections from Danny Mager, DJ Patrick, Ollie. You can hear some selections from Roof Joy coming up, from Wes, I think from Paul and Steve, and from Pete, who does spinning jazz. But yeah, that's coming up over the next hour and a half or so. Two sessions from Grub Records from our, we need a better name for it, Records That Mean Something session.
Oh, from the top.
Myself.
Koi.
Now back up.
start? Should we just start?
Should we start recording?
It's been recording for like 20 minutes.
Has it? Yeah. Okay, who's gonna go first for their record? So, we've got a special show, Sounds Like This, and the Night Train presenting live from Grub Records, one of Sheffield's best record shops. How many record shops are there in Sheffield? Put you on the spot. Come on, Paul. Six, seven. So shout out to all the record shops still doing it. What we're going to have is each person's going to choose a tune, say why they like it, and then we're going to play that tune. Quite a simple format. Danny Mager, my original partner, just in everything. It sounds like this. He's gonna tell us a bit of a story about his choice, and then we'll play it. So
okay, so I've got three here.
What
if I'm narrowing it down? Okay, so the musical youth one was the one that one of my first records that I bought, and I took that to the school disco when I was about eight, and was playing with that, and my mum had to put my initials on it.
What do you mean you took it to the school disco?
We had a school disco every Friday where there
what?
Was, where there was, your a, school there was sounds, a vinyl turntable.
Your school sounds like
you could bring your records
central.
And you could have a little party during lunch break. So I'd be rocking up with the musical youth. And
okay. So you were DJing from a young age.
Yeah, man. All right.
Okay. So should we get that on and then? Or do you want to talk about all three of them and then we'll just play all three or two of them?
You could play a little section of that.
Play a little bit of that. It's absolute classic. That.
Let's whiz through them.
From Danny Mager's school days.
Got me a cat to feed at home.
This generation rules the nation with brush on. Use the answer and fool them, love. Sounds to really make you rub and scrub.
Chip on the left hand side, pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and
fly. It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump and
fly. It was a cool and lonely breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I could feel it 'cause it was the month of June.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got chip on the left hand side? Pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and fly.
It a go done.
Give me the music,
yes,
make me
yes. Jump. We've got a dance floor with that one. Okay.
Okay, cut that one.
So, cut that one.
1982.
Just as they started dancing. Yeah.
Okay.
1982.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, so Sheffield Live's 25th birthday special recording from Grub Records. Danny Mager picking another tune.
So that's the family choice for the family, right? Next one is where my passion for music, I think, started, and that is the De La Soul, Say No Go. I don't know if this was the first release off the album, but 1989, amazing Sly Stone sample, and just it's just genius. It's just the perfect record. So yeah, here we go. Here's the next one. Oh, right tempo.
Bit of a long intro, isn't it?
Bit as well. Very scratchy. Played it to death.
Now let's get right on down to the skit. A baby is brought into a world of pits. And if we could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this? The mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the old into a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a base set. Consumers should have raced it in a first wave. Cause second wave from believers and believers will walk to it then even talk to it and say, nah, can't have none of that. Tell him what to say, Mace. Hey,
get hip to this. Word, word to the mother, I'll tell the truth, so bear my witness. Blind like birds of a feather, dressed like pleather, you don't wanna wear it. No need to ask that question, just don't mention, you know what the answer is. Now I never fancy Nancy, but the statement she made held a plate of weight, I even stressed it to weight. Did he take any heed? Nah, the boy was hooked, you could phrase the word base, and the kid just shook. In his fashion class, once A now and F, the rock moves him now, the only designs left were once clothes made for Oshkosh, has converted to nothing but stonewash. Now hopping in a barrel is a barrel of fun, but don't hop in if you wanna be down, son, cause down can mean down and out is an action. What does it lead to? Down. People say, what have I done for all my years? My tears show my hard-earned work. I heard shoving is worse than pushing, but I'd rather know a shover than a pusher, cause a pusher's a jerk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The sound of the mighty De La Soul, second one of Danny Mager's choices. Should we do a quick advert for Gravel Pit? Get yourself down for incredible records, homeware and everything.
I'm not here for that. I'm here
for
music.
No, you're not here for that. Okay. So, go on then. Third choice.
Well, let me just carry on talking about this. So, the sample list on here is incredible. We've got Hall & Oates, The Turtles, The Detroit Emeralds, The Emotions, Sly Stone, Funky 4 Plus 1, The Rolling Stones, and someone I can't pronounce, all made that record. So that's really incredible. What got me into funk and all that and everything else. It all started there. All right, so the next one.
Is the next one, is this going to be a tearjerker? Do we need a bed of emotional music?
It is a bit
music?
Of a tearjerker. So this was given to me by my first love, Danielle Talbot.
That's the name her on radio.
She's got married since, so she's not Talbot anymore. But anyway, she gave me this. So this was 1992, I think. And then basically she dumped me. So all I did for the next month was...
you got the record?
After I'd got the record, okay. Right. So all I did was listen to this record for a week in my bedroom. She ended up marrying Ryan Rhodes, the boxer, who's got a burger named after him. So I was never going to be able to compete. And she was from Chaucer and I was from Wisewood. So yeah, it was
never going to work.
To failure. So I can't remember what it sounds like, this tune. So maybe just play a little bit.
Hey, this has got a big sample.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Maybe just a bit. Yeah, absolutely huge sample there.
Big, deep, emotional moment there from Danny Mager, showing the depths of emotion that I never knew he was capable of. But beautiful, beautiful moment. It's Sheffield Live from Grub Records. Next up, Patrick has brought a few tunes. If you want to, do you want to tell us about them?
Yeah, it's on.
It's yours.
Cool, yeah. I thought I'd bring a few records from gigs I've been to this year, just to celebrate seeing live music. They're all records I've acquired from the merch stand or ordered later if I had to run off and catch a train home. So the first one is Jemba Groove, who I saw in Leeds. I think I saw you there, Chris.
Yeah, I did.
You can't remember when it was.
But I remember you had to do a runner for the train,
yeah,
didn't you? But
so
you
I
clearly
ordered it
didn't.
Online later.
Oh, you ordered it afterwards?
Yeah. They were just beautiful. Great example of sort of Afropean music that we've got these days. And the sound in the venue was incredible. The musicianship was just seamless, and I was just blown away. So I had to buy this record.
Was that the one at Howard Assembly Rooms?
Yes.
Yeah, I got told off for talking loudly.
Oh dear!
I was quite glad of it. I hate people like me.
It was a bit upper middle aged. That was the one downside. it was beautiful.
Beautiful sound. Yeah. Okay, do you want to play us a track from it?
Yeah, man. We're going with Bassa Bassa, which is the first
33s. We're on 33.
Then? Yeah. First track on the B side. Is it?
Oh, we're on. Yeah. Okay. So Patrick's first choice, Jemba Groove. Yeah, the beautiful sound of Jemba Grooves. Patrick, second selection. Do you want to tell us about this one?
This is fresh out of the cellophane. I've only just taken the cellophane off it. I bought it on Saturday last weekend. I went all the way down to London to see Holly Cooks. First time she'd performed live in a year and a half. And while I was there, I bought a first album. I could have picked any one of the songs from it, but I have gone for Shadow Kissing. It was a wonderful, wonderful performance. She's a wonderful, warm, modest performer, and the band were great, and it was a great little trip. So I had to buy the record, and I thought I'd bring it here. Cool.
That's definitely the wrong speed.
Yeah, 33, Chris, 33. Sorry, I've only got albums. I apologise. I'm not with the times and the 45s, you know?
I'm shadow kissing you on my balcony. The serenade from you echoes in the streets. Oh, I should go to
sound of Holly Cook. Sheffield Live 25th anniversary party special broadcast.
Hello.
Sounds like this, a night train.
Thanks
inviting
a lot,
people to play some records that they love. Patrick, yeah. Do you want to play your third one?
Yeah, thanks to you, Chris, for creating the space for this. The third one is, again, a gig I've seen this year. Natty, his first album, Man Like I, was, I think, 2010. And the remix album for the 10-year anniversary, Man Like I and I. I went to see him in Manchester, maybe June, July. Fantastic performer again. Lives in Jamaica now. His new stuff's a lot about his Rastafari lifestyle and how he's throwing himself into that. Again, could have picked all sorts from this, but in homage to my children, both my son and my daughter like this one. It's called Coloured Souls.
Hope you enjoyed that. There's more coming up. For most of the second half of the show, actually, is going to be the stuff recorded in Grub Records for the 25th Sheffield Live. 25th birthday of Sheffield Live, yeah.
is it a decision? So I can't tell how long it's been since you and I began tunneling.
Goodbye.